From the KERA newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, the water may be receding after last month's flooding, but something funky is hanging around. Mold. We'll start with the latest news out of McKinney. The lawyer for Eric Casebolt says the former police officer regrets the fallout he created when he slammed a teenage girl to the ground last Friday. A video of that moment rocketed across social media, fired up an ongoing national debate about race, and cost Casebolt his job. Attorney Jane Bishkin also spoke to reporters today about Casebolt's state of mind. She said he'd responded to two suicide calls earlier that evening.
Eric's compassion during these two incidences are a testament to his character and all of the officers who work for the McKinney Police Department. The nature of these two suicide calls took an emotional toll on Eric Casebolt.
One involved a black man who shot himself in the head in front of family members. The attorney said Casebolt spent time consoling the man's widow. Bishkin said that because of what he'd just been through, Casebolt was initially reluctant to respond to the call about a pool party gone out of control.
With all that had happened that day, he allowed his emotions to get the better of him. Eric regrets that his conduct portrayed him in his department in a negative light. He never intended to mistreat anyone, but was only reacting to a situation and the challenges that it presented.
Bishkin said Casebolt wasn't targeting black teens. She said he thought people trying to flee police were possible suspects in a potential assault at the party. Across North Texas, people spent much of last month fighting floods. Now they have a new foe, mold. As KERA's Lauren Silverman reports, there's a telltale signal. Follow your nose.
Senior Minister Lamont Ross walks down into the basement of Marcellus Avenue Church of Christ in Oak Cliff, and man, does it smell.
It has that moldy, mildew smell.
The gray carpet is stained where water seeped in 15 to 20 feet, and there are watermarks on the white walls.
We've had to relocate some of our services, our Bible class. We had planned on having a father-son breakfast here.
Fans are whirling, and there are a few dry vacuum machines set up next to mops. A few days after the flooding, Ross noticed black dots that looked like ink spots on the wall. It was mold.
We're concerned about the health of our members, the health of our church staff.
In recent years, mold has crept into headlines. Maybe you've heard of black mold or toxic mold, molds that are said to kill. It turns out fear of mold goes way back, all the way to the Bible.
In the Old Testament, there are writings about, you know, destroy this tent if there's a bunch of mold growing on it.
Dr. Mark Millard is director of Baylor's Lung Care Center.
It's been recognized the potential hazard of mold for a long time. The good news is it's probably not as much these days as it has been in the past.
He says we haven't heard much about mold in the past few years because of the drought. That doesn't mean it hasn't been in your home, at your table. Just look at that hunk of cheese in your fridge.
Mold is everywhere. We consume a large amount of it. And our immune systems have been programmed and designed over the eons to handle it. So for most people, mold isn't a problem.
One exception, Millard says, is if you have allergies to mold. Then exposure to the fungus, really to the tiny spores that are in the air, can cause wheezing, sneezing, and coughing. For some people with weakened immune systems, there can be a more serious response, but that's rare.
It's like a pneumonia that doesn't get better with antibiotics, and you may have fever and cough and mucus, and you do a chest x-ray and you see something, a shadowing, and the person is treated with cortisone. The treatment is get rid of the mold.
The best way to do that, says Mark Hanna of the Insurance Council of Texas, is to move out wet furniture or carpet, put in dehumidifiers, and grab a cleaning product, or even soap and water. He says also make sure to document and file insurance claims.
We tell people this is the most valuable thing they own, and call your insurance agent company and say, hey, you know, I've been flooded. I want to report a claim. I need to get an insurance adjuster out here as quickly as possible.
Back at the church in Oak Cliff, Minister Lamont Ross has already had an adjuster out to see the basement. Mold as a result of flooding or water damage isn't always covered by insurance, so he's hoping for the best. In the meantime, Ross says he won't be following the advice from Leviticus 14.
So it says to tear down the house. You guys won't have to do that.
No. We don't plan on tearing down the house, but still plan to make sure it's taken care of.
Using a combination of ancient and modern ingredients, water and bleach. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
For tips on how to recognize mold and clean it up safely, go to keranews.org. Today on Think, Chris Boyd got a preview of the new age of campus carry. This spring, the Texas legislature allowed students with concealed handgun licenses to carry weapons at colleges and universities. Chris talked with Furman de Brabander, a philosophy professor in Maryland and the author of a new book about armed societies.
Universities have a civic mission. They are incubators for our democracy. And when we have students in the classroom, you know, we are undertaking a very serious charge there, which is to prepare them for this democracy, to make them open and open-minded and interested and curious and interested in engaging others and learning how to negotiate differences with others. And the classroom is also this special place where controversial ideas are aired, and sometimes they are offensive, and sometimes people take offense. And we must learn, as citizens of a democratic society, to diffuse those peacefully. And guns in the classroom, I think, communicate the opposite, and they would urge professors to be reticent and their peers to be reticent. I have asked students the same question many different places that I've taught. They all agree. I don't see how it is going to enhance the civic mission of the university, that's for sure. It can only make it more difficult.
Furman de Brabander is the author of Do Guns Make Us Free? Democracy and the Armed Society. Think reairs tonight at 9, or listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. Flood advisories are still in place for much of the listening area. This evening brings us mostly clear skies, a low near 75. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high near 94, and tomorrow night partly cloudy with a low of 75. It's about 95 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth. You can follow us on Twitter or like us on Facebook. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.